At Lyell Falls, Washington's Klickitat River rushes toward the Columbia River Gorge. It's one of the few places where members of the Yakima tribe still fish from scaffolds using dip nets. Fishermen say it's the only place that comes close to what used to exist at Celilo Falls on the Columbia River. EarthFix reporter Cassandra Perfita has this story about the generations of tribal fishermen who've learned to fish here.
You can hear the roar of Lyell Falls long before you reach the river. In the parking lot above, James Kayana Jr. with the Yakima tribe picks up his dip net. The pole attached to the net is more than three times his height.
My father made this net.
He checks for holes in the hand-tied mesh inside the big hoop at the end of the pole.
These are all like a half-inch knot.
He sets the pole down on a steep rock ledge. Then he slings a rope around his waist, climbs down the near vertical rock to a wooden platform, and slides the 30-foot pole down from the ledge. As he dips his net into the churning water below, he's following a long-standing tribal tradition. He grew up watching his elders fish here.
As a young kid, I'd run up and down this whole river, all over the place with my brothers and sisters, you know, and my cousins. All the elders would tell us, oh, you be careful around the river, you know, because it is a very violent river.
When he was old enough, his father, James Kayona Sr., taught him.
I wanted to teach him earlier, but, you know, you gotta want to fish. When he decided that he wanted to fish, then that's when I taught him.
Super early in the morning, I came up here with my father and he put me on this scaffold right over here. I was just learning the motions, you know, not thinking I was going to catch anything.
Now he's part of a larger family of tribal fishermen.
It's like a community up here, you know, all these people up here, they're all my relatives, they're all my family.
Tribal members have fished along these rock walls for centuries. The younger generations learn from their elders how to use the dip net to feel for the fish below.
Rock, piece of wood, fish, you know the difference. You can feel it.
And when a salmon hits the net,
the fight's on. Oh, man, so exhilarating, you know, get your heart pumping. Every fish is different. They got a different fight in them. It requires a lot of upper body strength because you got to pull the pole up.
For James Kayona Sr., this fishery has taken the place of Celilo Falls on the Columbia River, where he grew up.
I used to run around there when I was a kid. And I used to go down there, pack fish for the fishermen. They'd give me a nickel for a fish.
When the Dalles Dam was built, the falls were flooded, and the fishery at Celilo was lost.
You know, we've seen the falls go under before. You know, when the high water came, just had to sit and wait until the falls came back. This time it never came back.
Keeping the tribal tradition at Lyell Falls hasn't been easy, according to Johnny Jackson. He's a chief with the Cascade Tribe within the Yakima Nation.
I'm 85 years old. I might not be here that much longer, but this is where I learned to fish.
When he was young, Jackson would fish here at night, hiding in the rocks from the state game wardens who arrested many of his family members.
I remember when the state used to try to push the Indians off this fishery here. Our people had to fight back and still fish. Because it's one thing that the states and the white people never realized, that the salmon, which we know as McConish, was our main food and way of life. And we depended strongly on it.
James Kayona Sr. says the tribes make sure to leave some fish in the river to protect future runs.
We don't fish to the last fish. We fish to catch what we need to support our families. And we have closures to let the fish go by. So we know that there will be more fish coming back in the years to come for our children and our grandchildren.
He hopes the tribes can keep the fishery going strong by continuing to pass their knowledge down from generation to generation. I'm Cassandra Profita reporting.